Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kevin. How can I help you?
Kevin, I need to know, like, what is this company? Because there was a purchase made from this company to an account of mine, and I didn't make it. So I want to know what this company number is for.
Well, we are a third-party customer service number. And if you are being charged, I can try to look up an account and see what was it for.
Like, that's what I mean. I don't have an account. Like,
okay, ma'am. Can I have your zip code to see what's going on?
47129. 47129.
All right. Thank you for that. May I have your name?
Latasia.
And the last name?
Gomez.
Gomez?
Yeah, Gomez.
Okay, thank you for that. And can you confirm your address so I can actually look inside the account just to see what's going on?
Well, I don't know what the account is for, so I don't even feel comfortable giving you this information. Like, that's why I'm calling.
Can you confirm the... Can you confirm your email?
Tasia G143 at Yahoo. Like, okay. What is this company? So I can know, like, what I'm giving you information for.
Well,
like,
ma'am,
I see a transaction on my Venmo account.
Well, ma'am, I can see that on the 21st of January, you choose the tablet exclusive offer from the welcoming gift, which was $7.95 for the shipping and handling. That was a free welcoming gift to join the Gadget Store, ma'am. And by being a member, you received a $125 gift card that was sent to that email that you just confirmed. And yeah, ma'am, the store, it's called the Factory Direct Savings. And the service to have access to the Factory Direct Savings, you have to pay the $54.97. That's the two charges.
Okay, well, the advertisement was for shipping, which was at $1. It was part of the Publishers Clearinghouse. And first it said that only shipping for the tablet, which would be $1, and I was charged more than that. And it said nothing about an additional almost 54 something would be taken from my card, or else I wouldn't have signed up for it. The offer was a free tablet for $1 shipping. So that's like, I wouldn't have signed up for it. Like, why would I spend money on a tablet if it's like that? No. So how can I cancel it or get like,
well, I can,
that's not a,
yeah, I can cancel your account. I can cancel your account so you will not be billed again.
Like, do you guys know that this is how y'all are doing it? Because it's part of Publishers Clearinghouse, where you guys offer a free gift, or it was CVS that I was offered a free gift. So, and then I would only have to pay $1 for shipping if I were to win the gift of the tablet. And
I
it said
think...
no additional charges, because I can pull it up from my email. Because I know exactly what you're talking about. And it was an advertisement from, like, a CVS.
Well, there's no charges for the tablet.
It was supposed to be $1. On the website, it was supposed to be $1 for shipping. Like, it had a big X through it, and I would only be paying $1. And then it was charged $5 that day. I didn't expect for this to be charged again. Like, you kind of overdrafted the account because there's no money in that. Like, where you guys try to take money out from, I had $5 in it. So,
well, ma'am, actually, your charge was approved.
Well, it's not a bank account. So y'all took money out of a Venmo account where there was only $5 in it. So you charged $54.97. Or your company did, whatever. Yeah, there's no money in that account. So,
The card, the last 4 digits of the card are $21.99.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm looking at the account. But so is it like, so what's the next step? Because I don't want anything to do with any of that. Then if that's like, I didn't want, no.
Yes, ma'am. I
Like,
already
so how
canceled.
do I...
Yeah, I already canceled the account, so no more charges are going to be made.
Okay, so what about the initial one that was made today? Like, I'm not, like, that's not, like, how do I resolve that? Even though you're not taking the actual $54.97 that was posted to my account at 8-something today, like, because there's not sufficient funds in there for you to take that, but when there does become money in there, like, would that $54.97, like, where is that going? Do you get what I'm saying? Because that's what alerted me to the transaction. Was that withdrawal? But again, there wasn't even that much money in the account for you to take that out.
Honestly,
you know what Venmo is, right? It's not like it's not linked to my bank. Like, it's not like a regular bank account. So there, like, no money in there for that purchase to be taken out. Like, on my account, it says pending.
Yes, ma'am. Let me check. I mean, well, I was able to void the transaction.
Okay.
So, yeah. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, thank you. You have a good day, sweetie. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service.